Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The government is preparing to step in to cushion the hit from the West Asian war. Meghna Mittal reports that the finance ministry has readied a 2.5 lakh crore credit guarantee scheme that will soon head to the cabinet for approval. The proposal aims to offer support to sectors such as aviation and MSMEs that have been hit the hardest by Donald Trump's war on Iran. Indian Airlines have warned the government that the aviation sector is under extreme stress and could be pushed to the brink of stopping operations as they pressed for relief on jet fuel. This on a day when the UAE quit OPEC and OPEC Plus, dealing a blow to the oil exporting groups and their de facto leader, Saudi Arabia. Check out Money Control's explainer on why this may strengthen Trump's hand in reshaping global energy dynamics during a moment of crisis. Consumers are also responding to the possibility of higher fuel costs amid the war. Sales data for the first 4 weeks of April show that EV demand remains strong nationwide. Swaraj Bagamka writes that after a record-breaking March, electric vehicle sales have continued to gain momentum. Electric car sales rose 47% from a year earlier to 18,041 units in April, while electric two-wheeler registrations increased 28% to 129,035. A day after Sun Pharma announced its landmark acquisition of Organon, Pavan Burugula and Vishwanath Billa report that the Indian drug maker is planning to approach the RBI for an exemption from foreign remittance rules. Sun Pharma will offer corporate guarantees to foreign lenders, which would come under the purview of the overseas direct investment rules. According to the rules, any foreign guarantees issued by an Indian company worth over $1 billion require prior RBI approval. Vishwanath also profiles Dilip Shanghvi, the founder and chairperson of Sun Pharma, who is no stranger to outsized bets. SEBI is considering a uniform framework for managing option strike prices. This would help to improve trading efficiency and price discovery during periods of high market volatility, reports Brajesh Kumar. SEBI has observed that the current system for introducing and managing strike prices is fragmented and not adequately equipped to handle sharp intraday market movements. Ashwin Mohan reported last night that Bagmanay Group is set to launch its real estate investment trust, IPO, with a valuation of $3.63 billion. Bagmanay formally filed its IPO papers today, confirming the report. In West Bengal, which heads into the final phase of assembly elections tomorrow, Amit Shah has emerged as the Bharatiya Janata Party's most active campaigner, accounting for roughly 60% of the central leadership's outreach, Ishan Gera reports. With 66 rallies across 63 locations, Shah's ground-level campaign blitz complemented Narendra Modi's high-visibility events. Check out our interactive graphic, which tracks how BJP changed gears in a high-stakes electoral contest against Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress. And finally, Tina Jain and Priyadarshini Manji report that banks are trimming credit card benefits, with airport lounge access among the first to go. The report outlines which cards have lost their lounge privileges and which require a minimum spending threshold to access them. As banks continue their devaluations, the long lines at airport lounges might not persist for much longer.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.